Proclamation number 7374 of 21st of June, 1959. Grace of Truth. In the night of death there are many people who lack the light of knowledge because they do not desire it. The light could shine on you all, you could all find yourselves in its bright glow, and you could all be inwardly happy to know what was still alien to you at the beginning of your embodiment. Of your existence as a human being and the reason for it, of the purpose and aim of earthly existence. But you are still moving on earth in darkness, you have not yet increased in knowledge, you are still as ignorant as at the beginning of your embodiment, and you will not reach the light for a long time either because you do not seek it. And it is your own will which is to blame for this, it is to blame for the fact that you allow yourselves to be fed knowledge and unhesitatingly accept it as truth without examining it afterwards. It is your own fault that you do not think about what has been presented to you. And one day you will regret this very much, for you had the gift of being able to think and left it unused. All you had to do was turn to me and speak to me seriously one day in the desire to learn the truth from me. Anyone who does so can be completely certain that I will kindle the light in him, that it will become bright in him, that he will be instructed in the truth, that the error will be brightly illuminated for him, and he will always be able to distinguish truth from error. And then he will see in what night humanity moves and why such darkness is spread over the earth. Then he will also know that every person has to do on his own what leads him to truth. That every person has to come to me if he desires light, if he wants to attain realization as long as he lives on this earth. But then he will also be blissfully happy, for to possess the truth is something very delicious, because only the truth can prepare the soul's fate, which is a glorious one for it in the spiritual kingdom. Truth alone leads to me. Truth alone leads to complete unification, because truth reveals everything that gives him information and about my nature, about my love, wisdom and omnipotence, and because only in possession of truth is the human being able to love me correctly and this love establishes the union of you with me. And this is my most precious gift of grace. That I constantly distribute truth to the one who desires it and turns to me myself to receive it from my hand. This gift of grace is available to all of you, but who uses it? Who desires to be taught by me myself in all truth? There are only a few, but these will one day be immeasurably happy, for they will enter the kingdom of the beyond with a wealth which can no longer be taken from them. With which they can work forth their happiness and that of many souls. They will be blessed and remain forever, for they came to me of their own accord and have found their way home to their Father's house. Amen.